could go to every day. We didn't have really a theater. What we had was you went up over the Roswell store and had a big room in there, and it was wood benches, and had it twice. Well, they started out with just once a week, and then they got to where they were having it twice a week. And then they moved, many years. My children, let's see. No, I was a teenager when they moved up beside the drugstore at Roswell. They moved the theater up there, you know, and had plushed the seats and all to sit in. We were used to these hard benches, and another thing that was so funny down there is no mothers and daddies went. It was only children, and when they would first turn on, yeah, but they was in danger if they went. They would turn on the projector, and everybody would start screaming, and we would scream to the top of our voices until the movie actually started. Now, what that done, I don't know. And I remember one time somebody had carried a tin can in, and somebody would give it a kick and it would roll, and somebody else would give it a kick, you know, and it was just going all over that theater. So they begged us when they moved up to the new theater, they begged us not to scream and yell. But we would walk from, mother lived on, and daddy lived on. And we would walk from there to the theater.
As you got older, when you both got married, what were the weddings like here in Roswell? Were there any sort of special ceremonies or traditions?
There was a few, but not like they are now. I know that my sister, she just as a piece married her, and the same thing with me, you know. And I don't know about Evelyn.
I passed her.
And me. But we didn't have big weddings like they have now. There's a few, but not too many.
So people wouldn't get married in the church.
Not much. Not often.
And what would you do afterwards? Would there be a honeymoon or a party?
They'd have the reception. It's kind of like this now. They'd have the reception, and then they'd have the wedding, and then they would have, what is it after? Well, anyway, then all the group would be together and just enjoy each other and have food. They'd have all kind of food there. So then they'd leave there and go on the honeymoon if they were going. If not, they would go wherever they were going. It wasn't anything like as many people then as they are now. But they wasn't no 450 like some of them are now.
And you didn't have a wedding like that? Yours was very small?
Oh, it was just, I had two real close friends, and I had them and their dates, and me and CL, and we come back by mothers to tell them goodbye, and then we left, and